Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Alarmy! We have a fun episode today talking Roanoke theories with Melissa Stetton of Web Crawlers Podcast. But before we dive in, a few quick announcements. We're doing another live show. The last one was so much fun. You can watch us discuss live from the comfort of your own home and give us your opinions through a live chat. We're doing a special Halloween show, so mark your calendars. It's going to be Friday, October 23rd, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Tickets are pay what you want. We will be discussing who's to blame for the notorious serial killer, Ed Gein. Also, we have merch, and it's really, really cool. T-shirts embroidered with an Alarmy patch, tote bags, a very chic official Alarmy hat, and an Alarmy tin camping mug. Super cute. Go to erios.net/shop. Now, on to today's episode.
An Erios original.
Each week, we decide who's to blame for a historical tragedy. And each week, you tell us if we got it right. My name is Rebecca Delgado-Smith, and this is The Aftermath. The Aftermath. Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Aftermath. With us today, we have a very special guest expert, Melissa Stetton, co-host of The Web Crawlers.
Yes, I'm an expert.
Did you sense the pause after?
An expert ... also an internet expert.
Also with us today is producer Amanda Lund.
I'm an expert too.
Exactly.
Cool.
So we're going to be talking today about the lost colony of Roanoke. And you can actually check out an episode that the Web Crawlers also did on this lost colony. And I'm so excited to have Melissa here because on our episode, we kind of focused on what happened before the mystery. And Now we get to talk about what possibly happened after Ooh. Mr. John White arrived and no one was there to greet him.
Right.
So maybe we can start off by having you talk about some of the more common theories.
So one theory is that the people who were there all moved to a different settlement. Because the Croatoan that was carved into the stick or the tree or whatever, that was a tribe. So perhaps the tribe came over and like the settlers there were like, we're running out of supplies. John left. We don't know when he's coming back. Mm. And so we're like desperate. And so they're like, yeah, sure, come on. And they just integrated in the tribe. And then they lived happily ever after. Like, it was just a peaceful integration.
That feels like such a Disney version.
I know. That's the nicest, that's the most like optimistic version of what happened to Roanoke, I think.
You know what? You know what? They're fine.
You know, they're fine.
We touched on that a little bit in the episode.
Oh, you did.
So
yeah.
We did acknowledge that because that is what was carved into the tree. So we did acknowledge that as a possibility. It also seems believable, right? That makes sense.
Yeah. Sure. And there was that article that came out like what, a couple of weeks ago, that was like Roanoke was not really a mystery at all. It was the Croatoans. It's just that all these historians were disagreeing for so many years on what happened. They didn't really come to like a conclusion until someone's like, no, this is what we think happened.
What, the top dog historian was like, I'm calling it.
Apparently. Another theory is that the Croatoans came, like, took over and, like, killed them. And, like,
well, they did have beef. They had beef. You know, they had been friendly, but they didn't end.
They were
on the greatest of terms.
They did not. They did not. Because the English settlers came over and they were just, like, being bitches and, like,
that's right.
We're going to steal all your stuff and kill people and just that's being right. very entitled. So it and would seem
there was the big like murder that sense. Happened. In the end.
Yeah. The big murder, the big M. That's what happens.
So, okay. So that's also a possibility. You know, perhaps they were, you know, raided them back, you know, got revenge on the colonists. One might say well deserved revenge. Who knows? You know?
Yeah. Who knows? And then another theory that it's crazy is that the settlement is underwater. Is that it just kind of disappeared and everyone like moved inland because it just like was underwater from like centuries of erosion.
Whoa.
Because there's one scientist who says that 750 meters, like a half mile of land, had been lost in the past 400 years due to hurricanes and stuff. But some scientists disagree.
Right. But that would have been like a slower occurrence, right? They would have been able to run. It wasn't like a sudden.
Oh, yeah. They moved like 50 miles inland.
So they would have
That's
had
like
to
another
move.
Theory.
Oh, yeah.
I see.
Because when John White finally returns, no one was there. So it's possible that doesn't quite add up to me.
Yeah, that's it's a little out there theory. But okay. Like, I mean, can erosion happen that fast after only 400 years?
Look.
I mean, who was even alive 400 years ago? I don't know. Who knows? But like all of the no houses were like destroyed. That's the thing.
That it feels like a key element.
So like, I don't know. Maybe they took everything. Like all their supplies, they like took down the houses and like moved all their supplies inland.
It's a confusing one because they also left their weapons, right?
Right.
That feels like a key, I don't know, key to survival if you have.
Yeah.
At that point.
And now how did you find this one scientist? Or is this something?
I'm pretty sure I found it on Reddit.
Okay. Because I have not read about that one.
That's a lesser known. And then have you read about them doing GPR, ground penetrating radar?
No, it's not.
No.
In 2006, they did ground penetrating radar to study the ground, which emits radio waves into the ground and measures like the signals that bounces off everything. And essentially it measures the depth that signals travel before hitting something. And they could detect like a hidden object underground. And they did find some sort of buried structure and like a fence that like strongly indicates that there was some sort of colonial presence. It was about 2 to 5 feet below the ground.
So,
but it's complicated because there were also like colonial sites in that area throughout the 1700s. So the findings were like mostly inconclusive, but like they did detect something.
So at some point, someone built something there.
At some point, someone built something.
Okay.
And it could have been the settlers.
Right, right.
So, yeah, you know.
So they definitely were there. It's not like it didn't
happen. They were for sure there. They were there.
I feel like that proves that more than what happened to them.
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like they were definitely there.
Now, what about these like lesser known, because I have a list of crazy ones that I need your advice on.
Let's hear it.
Littlethings.com, they have a whole list of theories out there.
Really?
Yeah. And the first one is that they sailed back to England, which heard, right? That they were like, this isn't going well for us. And so we need to get back on a boat, This is assuming that they had a boat with them.
And right, because John took the boat back.
That was my understanding. I don't think they would have built one. But
yeah, they don't know how to build boats. What are they doing?
But like, let's say they did. So it's possible that they sailed back to England and, you know,
they got lost at sea.
Exactly.
Because they don't know what they're doing.
I have a question. Because when I think of Roanoke, the legend of Roanoke, it's that John White returns and the whole village is gone.
Yeah.
Yes. Like there's no sign of life, no structures or anything. Is that what happened or were just the people gone?
I believe all the structures were gone. Nothing was there, but nothing had been destroyed. So it wasn't like fire or anything. It was just everything was gone.
Oh, that's interesting because I had read that they were all there, that the structures were there, but that and they hadn't been taken down, which was what was odd because they were built to be taken down because they were planning on moving. So
there's a lot of conflicting information on this.
My big part is that no one was there.
I think that's important because, I think there's two different versions of Roanoke.
Yeah.
I think there's one version where nothing is there because that's like what you think about when you think about Roanoke.
Right.
And then I think there's another version where just the people were gone, which is like, that's less mysterious. So I don't know. I don't know which one is accurate, but when we did the first episode, we definitely, in my mind at least, all the structures were there.
Oh, interesting.
But I don't know, because when I first learned about Roanoke or when I would think about it, I would think like, oh, it just vanished into thin air. So maybe we don't have our fact checker today, but let me try to get to the bottom of this.
Huh. Well, yeah, that's why it's so mind-boggling. From my understanding, it was that they were not there, but that the structures were there, but they were not there, which... The weapons were there. They definitely left the weapons behind. Yes.
That would mean that they were probably captured.
Would be a good.
But then why wouldn't they take the weapons though?
I know exactly. That's what's weird.
Nothing makes sense. It's so weird.
Thinking, Melissa. It's like if you're a local native tribe and you know what weapons are at this point. You've seen them use it. So why wouldn't you take that from them? So that they couldn't get back at you? It's so odd. And then what's even crazier, because then that leads me to believe that they just died, right? From... sickness.
Well, yeah, starvation. Disease. Disease is another theory that
but
they
then
just
where
kind
are
of
the bodies.
Exactly.
There would at the maybe least be one body, Melissa.
If a tribe like needed human bones first to build something, they could have taken their bones.
Unless they were buried.
I guess a bear, but one has to bury them.
Oh my God. Do you know those? Do you remember those crabs that eat bones that possibly ate Amelia Earhart?
You keep bringing these up. I think you work for some crab company.
Those big crabs that eat bones. Are those in?
So you're telling me that North America also has them?
I don't know. And I'm not saying we don't. So crabs, you got to add that to the list.
Yeah, I guess if it was like an animal, I mean, I'm sure there are bears in that area.
Yeah.
But you still would have seen, I don't know, some kind of body. You know, the other thing is John White searched around, but he didn't search very well and he didn't have time.
He didn't go to that. There's another island. I think, what was it called? The Lumbee tribe, I think.
Oh, that was a tribe that they believe, they think that they kind of mixed with, and some of them had like the gray eyes.
Yeah. But I don't know if they were on this island, but there was another island that was like, I think like a mile away, but John didn't know how to get there because he didn't have a compass. His boat was like half broken and like, he could have like, you know,
what an ill-prepared John.
Yeah. So he didn't check that island.
He didn't check that island. He didn't have time to check where the Croatoans were either.
Right.
So
he was too afraid that his boat was going to sink because there's like rocks and stuff.
Right. They couldn't get close to shore. They also, I think there was a storm that hit. The privateers wanted to get back. I mean, a lot of factors, not really like playing into John's schedule. They weren't really cooperating.
Right.
Now, there's this theory that the Spanish troops like rode all the way up to Roanoke and then killed them because they were like, obviously this was during the time of the Spanish Anglo War.
Right.
They were like in a big fight.
That's right.
So that is another
thing. I read
that
too. That's another theory. Yeah.
Right? If
that is another theory.
It feels like a long trek from Florida, and I'm from Florida. Yeah. And it's just like not one of those treks you want to do. It's like swampy. I mean,
yeah, you got to go through swamps. You got to like, no.
This is pre-railroad, people.
Yeah, you have to take horses. What are you doing? That's dumb. I have another theory that the map was mislabeled.
Oh, interesting.
That maybe it was mislabeled on purpose as sort of like a counterintelligence tactic because they didn't want them to know where they had settled.
Interesting.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, so who didn't want maybe the
English?
The English.
Because they were maybe planning something.
Well, that could make sense.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about like the fight of, it's during the fight of like colonialism right now. So everyone's trying to, no one wants the other country to find out where they're settling or what their plans are.
Yeah.
Because maybe they'll come and take over. Nothing's been decided.
That's true. So that's kind of interesting.
Now, this is, I found this man who wrote this sort of bombshell article that this entire concept of the colony being lost is total fiction.
Right.
I found this, I'm sorry, my computer just seems to have frozen. Oh, here, I'm back. Okay. They say, oh, my computer's being weird. Hold on one second.
They don't want you to know.
This is weird. They don't want me to know.
They don't want you to know.
Amanda's related to the colonists.
Amanda Smith. Okay, here, I found this. So this is coming from the New York Post. And this is this is from an article in the New York Post. The book, The Lost Colony and Hatteras Island, author Scott Dawson surmises the colonial settlers were assimilated into the Croatoan tribe on Hatteras Island. Later, the tribe was wiped out by smallpox. And then this is a quote. The entire concept of the colony being lost is total fiction, Dawson told the British news outlet. The truth of the Croatoan was lost in order to prop up a racist myth designed to hide assimilation. In 1937, the Lost Colony play was created, and North Carolina was still 30 years away from being desegregated. So we kind of touched on this in the episode, but that is another interesting point here.
Yeah. This article came out a week after we recorded our episode.
Oh, wow, crazy.
Weird.
This I know, is on the Webcrawler's always on the pulse of what's trending.
Yeah, same here. We're just as topical as you guys. I think you guys Allie are way was more. Like,
yeah, because Allie was like, she said, I learned this in school that this was this huge mystery that was like stuck with her. She's like, I always thought of like Croatoan. What does it mean? What does any of this mean? And she's like, it just means the tribe. Like the tribe took them.
Oh, that's a fail.
Or like they integrated.
It does seem so like obvious when you think about it. But Melissa, are there any theories that are a little bit more supernatural? I know that if Allie were here, she'd probably throw out Bigfoot or something.
I mean, there's always aliens. There's always aliens abducted them. Aliens took them, just plucked them up. Of course. No. Or they cannibalism.
Well, that I'll believe more. Because Jamestown, which was, I don't know, 20 years after Roanoke.
Wait, there was cannibalism at Jamestown?
Yes, girl, yes.
Wait, what?
That's what they're known for, pretty much. Yeah, first settlement.
Wait.
I
didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I've heard.
Damn.
I mean, that would be a great
that
episode.
That changes everything.
Yeah.
Starving settlers in Jamestown colony resorted to cannibalism.
Oh my God, I never heard that. That's crazy.
So to me, it's like, if it happened 20 years later, it could have happened 20 years before.
Oh, for sure.
But that said, again, there still has to be one last person whose body you got to find.
Yeah, you got to find a body. Yeah, the last person
the
who
last
ate everyone.
Eater.
yeah, so I Where mean, they could have been abducted by aliens. There's always Bigfoot because they're in the woods.
So now, in terms of Bigfoot, is Bigfoot a North American critter, or what would you call him?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, mostly Pacific Northwest.
Pacific Northwest. So, yes. But he could have had his origins on the East Coast, I
you
guess.
Know, you never know. What are Bigfoot's origins? It's in our hearts. That's where
and Bigfoot is just one,
from.
Right? Bigfoot doesn't have family members?
Bigfoot's a species. I think it...
Oh, okay.
I think there's many Bigfoot feet.
Oh, okay. So this is news to me. I always thought Bigfoot was.
Oh no! I think there's multiple big feet.
Oh,
I think there's big feet.
This is why we have the experts on because.
Oh no! There's multiple. Okay. I mean, it's yeah.
So
different heights.
I guess that does throw a wrench in it. Possibly a Bigfoot, but. Bigfoot, what's his deal? Does he like to eat people or?
You know, Bigfoot is misunderstood. Bigfoot is a very nice, misunderstood creature. He's just minding his own business, and people think he's this like terrible, awful creature. What has he ever done to anyone?
No one's
ever talked about Bigfoot killing. They see Bigfoot walking around the woods. That's all he does.
So this theory, Bigfoot joins the colonists and
yes.
they hang out.
And he whisks them off into the forest. And they live happily ever after. Bigfoot's like, hey, come with me. I know another little fun island we can all hang out at. And that's it.
Okay. I guess that could have happened. What about this theory where they are transformed into trees?
Oh, I read that. I mean, that might have been a little too crazy to even talk about on our podcast. I was like, what is this?
Yeah, I did listen to your episode. I was shocked you didn't, you know, mention that one.
Yeah, I mean, I sure. I don't know.
Now, what is that theory, Rebecca? I haven't heard this one before.
Well, it says crazy stories like this might have stemmed from the word Croatoan being etched in on one of the trees in the island, leading people to believe that the tribe somehow mystically turned all of the colonists into trees.
Oh, okay. So that's why
Croatoans did this. That feels like one of those racist stories.
Yeah, it does. But didn't, remember John told them to carve something into a tree or a post?
Yeah, Croatoan.
Where they were going.
I don't think Croatoan was a big mystery to John. I think, I think later on in the retelling of the mystery, it's become this, mystical thing of like, what does Croatoan, like Allie, like Allie's experience with it. But to John, he must have seen the word Croatoan and been like, oh, they must be with the Croatoans, because that makes sense.
Yeah, then everyone else was like, just made it a huge deal. It's like this huge mystery. And John's like, no, guys, I think I know where they went. It's fine.
It's like when you leave a note for your mom. It's like, I'm at so-and-so's playing Monopoly.
Yeah, I'm just playing Monopoly with the Lumbee tribe or whatever.
Well, every time I left a note like that, I was really like out with boys on the dock. So that would have been a mystery.
I'm not on the dock.
You're so California. Out on the dock.
So I have to say, this conversation is actually making me feel good about our verdict. So Melissa, I'll just fill you in. What we ended up sending to jail was racist poetic license.
Right.
Yeah. And then we gave, I believe we slapped Sir Walter Raleigh.
Yeah.
And what we called Bro Island, which was the first settlement. That was
right, because there was a couple different ones.
Yeah.
Those were the bros who were like causing all sorts of trouble.
That's right. That's right.
That's right.
So.
Yeah. Walter. For sending them over.
Walter. Walter's got issues, and Walter lost a little bit of interest in it, and he wasn't the greatest overseer from afar.
No,
but yeah, I feel like talking to you, it just kind of confirms a little bit that this might not have been as big of a deal as it's made out to be.
Yeah, because like I didn't watch the American Horror Story, but they did a season called Roanoke. But it was more about like just a mystery based on Roanoke. But I don't know. I didn't watch it. So I don't know.
Interesting. I know Allie watched it. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, is that on Fox? Where is that? American Horror Stories.
Where is Ryan Murphy?
What channel? Who is on what? Who cares?
Hulu? I don't know.
Anyway. Okay. I don't know. I'm feeling good about our verdict.
Yeah, for sure. I think, Walter and racism.
Essentially.
It does have very racist undertones with like...
Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
it was
coming
one of those...
over and just... bunch of white people just being like, oh, this is our land now. And the Indians are like, I'm sorry. Who are you? And what are you doing here?
A totally fair response. I'm sorry. Who are you?
I'm sorry. No.
Well, I mean, thank you so much, Melissa, for joining us today and helping us get down to the bottom of who's to blame for this apparently not so lost colony of Roanoke.
Yeah, I know. Turns out.
Yeah,
not a mystery.
Well, Melissa, will you tell us some of the episodes that you have on Web Crawlers right now? Like maybe something upcoming or past ones that people should check out?
We just did an episode on Bellingham, Washington, about all the weird stuff that like the DC sniper went to high school in Bellingham. The Hillside Strangler was caught there.
Wow.
There's this missing girl that was her murder was just found a couple years ago. There's like a bunch of serial killers have like rolled through there.
So you ladies think
it's a weird town.
There's something in the
and
water.
Maria has a friend who is from Bellingham, who like knew someone who was friends with a DC sniper, so we had him on the show too.
Whoa.
Ooh,
yeah,
that sounds very excited.
Yeah,
well, everyone should check out the web crawlers. It's super fun, super informative, and you ladies do a really good job of just, I don't know where you get all of these theories, but bless you.
Most of them come from Allie's brain.
Okay.
So that's 90%. Okay. It's okay. Allie's like, what? You know what? And we're like, oh God, what now? It's great. It's a great show.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Now, before we go, I have producer Amanda Lund here to help me talk about emails.
What a perfect way to phrase that.
How may I assist you?
Yes. So we got a nice email. Before we get into the nitty gritty, as they say, let's discuss a nice email. This is from Catherine Hughes. And she says, Rebecca, a while ago, I wanted to get into podcasts, but I was really struggling to find one that I was able to relax into. So my sister recommended your podcast, which I sort of wish she didn't, because I feel that I won't find another podcast to top this one.
Wow.
What a great dilemma. Now, I have recommended to several people and they have all loved it. I feel like I'm listening to my friends chatting about disasters in the sense that there's a lovely, lighthearted edge to what is being discussed, and I'm learning more about these historical events without anyone sounding like a know-it-all. Now, that's for sure.
We couldn't if we tried.
I have, however, decided to stop listening to this podcast while I'm at the gym, because when I started laughing during a podcast and a gym instructor asked what I was listening to, and my reply was a podcast about Hiroshima Nagasaki bombings.
Oh, no.
I just got the vibe that laughing was not welcomed.
Oh, that's amazing.
Trust those instincts, Katie. Now, she says, my sister and I have discussed what topics we'd like for you to cover, and we'd love for you to take a stab at the death of Princess Diana. Thank you so much, Katie from Belfast, Ireland.
I mean, I think Princess Di is a huge tragedy that actually a lot of these tragedies happened before our time, but Princess Di is one that I remember, you know, vividly. So that would be a really good one to do.
Yeah, that was so tragic. You know what it was? I'm around the same age as the princes.
The princes.
Yeah, so when that happened, I remember feeling, I don't know, it felt like it was happening to me. Like, you know, it was that moment in life when you're like, what if my parents died?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, and actually my mom, everyone used to tell her she looked like Princess Di.
Oh, no.
So that was... I mean,
compliments, but...
Yeah, it was a compliment. But yeah, we should have to add that to the list. So actually, we have it on our schedule. You'll be That's happy right. to know.
That's coming up, you know, right around the holidays.
I think we have it on the schedule for the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, right? Because your logic was that this is something safe for families to chat about over the Thanksgiving table.
Yes. We didn't want to have to do something too controversial, you know. No, nothing. And also, it's good because it's UK, so it feels a little distant. We can, unless you're from the UK and you're one of our listeners in the UK.
Yes.
But that's okay. Just refer back to Roanoke for that. You're not celebrating Thanksgiving anyway, so.
Now, speaking of Roanoke, we had someone write in with a correction.
Okay. So this is from, her M.K. Stett. And she left a comment randomly where she said, so did you notice that you said 1985 in the Roanoke opening? Which my first reaction was like, no way. And Amanda encouraged me to listen. And I just, for the record, the first few times I do say 1584 and 1585. But yeah. There's some evidence, I guess, I do have to share.
To lose one ship and the fleet became separated, Grenville and his men eventually made it to Roanoke Island in July 1985. But nearly half of their supplies had been lost.
So, I mean, I missed it too in the edit. So, and you know what? Like, it makes a lot of sense. It took them 100 years. To get back, it might as well have.
It took them like 400 years.
You're right. I wonder if anyone else caught that.
I think it was just Katie, M.K. Stett. So far, no one else has commented, but I'm sure there will be more. There will be more. So
it's
my
not the
apologies.
First time, it's not the last time, but yes, we do acknowledge our mistake.
Massive, massive mistakes.
Yeah.
Now, Amanda, we have been on Discord for a week now.
Okay, so I've been trying to figure out how to properly engage on Discord, and I think we're finally getting it. So what are people saying?
Well, we had someone comment. This was Phoenix Eve, who said, the obvious person to blame is Betty. This is regarding the Betty Broderick murders now. And she says that the obvious person to blame is Betty, but you kind of have to step back and see why she was driven to do such a terrible thing and what happened to her that led her to make these decisions. But on the flip side, there's people who have been in similar situations and didn't kill their ex-husband. So I go back and forth on who to fully blame because it's complex.
That it is.
I mean, I couldn't agree with Phoenix more. That's why we do the process of elimination. That's why it's so important.
That's right. I mean, listen, I kind of had some mixed feelings because after we talked to Alyssa, the guest expert, who was great, and by the way, people really liked her a lot, I was like, yeah, you know what? Lack of resources makes a lot of sense. And I do think that is the case, that Betty did have a lack of resources. But then for the time, she actually had a lot of resources. You could look at it that way, too, that she was a very privileged white woman who had money, had, you know, friends, had a community. And so there's two ways to look at it. It just depends on what perspective you have.
That's such a good point. It really is, because if this was someone who was down on their luck and really, really had no means, then it would be a different story. But as we know, she had a beautiful house, and not that a beautiful house makes it better,
but well, it helps a little bit. But apparently she claimed that the house, and I think this was the case, wasn't in her name. So the house was actually in Dan's name.
So Adam G.H. makes a point that is kind of touches on this. And Adam says, the husband being a shrewd, big-time lawyer muddies the water in my eyes because it ensured that Betty wound up on the short end of the stick in the legal proceedings. I almost see it as mutually assured destruction.
Mm.
So that's a good point. That's a good point, where if the house wasn't in her name and she felt like she was losing things, you could see how someone could spiral.
Oh, yes, I could.
We can all put ourselves in her shoes.
Yes.
It's a good thing Chris isn't here right now to talk to us.
No. We don't need that perspective. No. not today.
And then finally, someone, Standard Chess, I believe is their name on Discord. He or she says, you know who Betty reminds me of? Betty Draper in Mad Men.
I could see that.
Do we think that this was, do you think Betty Draper was inspired by Betty Broderick?
Wow, now I'm looking at it like maybe Mad Men is actually just a prequel.
But, I mean, no spoilers, right? Can you even spoil Mad Men at this point?
I mean, I don't think there's really anything to spoil. Although, I haven't actually seen all of Mad Men. So.
Oh, okay, so I won't say anything.
I mean, I kind of know. I saw the last episode of the whole series. So I've seen, okay. I went in and out of Mad Men somehow. Okay. So,
you know, my listeners know what I'm talking about when I say the fate of Betty Draper. So it's impossible.
I see. Okay, now I remember what happens to
I love her. How we're not saying.
Right. I know people are like, we know there, what you're talking know. About.
It's an old show. It's a really old show.
I see.
But it's not our place. So,
but that's fun that people on the Discord are chiming in. So if anyone else wants to join the Discord, you can I'll link it in the show notes, our invite code.
Yeah, I think it's a fun way to discuss. Oh, whoa. We have a lot of conversation that just popped up.
Wow.
I haven't read this. Yeah, there's a lot of conversation happening about the Betty Broderick. I'll just read it, and if it's something bad, we'll delete it. okay. I know I'm brain dead, but I don't know. I feel like murder in that magnitude is sort of, you know, wrong. Like, yeah, she suffered, but was it worth killing two people? That's hacks. But then Standard Chess replies, yeah, exactly. Though if we want to go to the like lack of resources route, I'd be curious to learn more about it, like the psychology of psychotic breaks. So yeah, I mean, people are discussing.
Get That's on so Discord. Fun. Get on Discord. We'll see you there.
So that's, you know, that's what we've got going on in the alarmist world. I do want to give a shout out to some of our listeners who have inspired some of the past episodes and upcoming episodes. Jessica from Georgia was the one who recommended the Roanoke Colony. And the Bhopal disaster, which is coming up next week, was from a listener in India, Jagreet.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. So that's cool. Yeah, we're listening to you guys. We want to know what you're interested in. And maybe we'll pick it.
we welcome the feedback. And anytime you have thoughts, just, you know, send us an email. All the information's in the show notes. You could also leave us a voicemail at 626-604-6262. That's 606. I forgot.
No.
That's so crazy. It's like, well, you put me on the spot and I forgot.
I'm sorry I did that, but you know what? You nailed it the first time, so you don't need a repeat.
Wow, it's crazy how my brain works sometimes.
Mine too. I barely speak English. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for listening. And stay tuned next week. We're covering the Bhopal gas tragedy. It's a bad one. It's a real bad one.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.